This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Despite a state economy described with words like booming and recession-proof, a new scorecard says Texas isn't a great place to be a kid. According to the Annie E. Casey Foundation, Texas is the 9th worst state for children. Being ranked 41st in the country for child well-being is pretty dismal. The news is especially bad considering how many kids actually call Texas home.
Nearly 1 in 10 kids in the United States lives in Texas, so where we rank really affects how kids are doing all across the country.
Jennifer Lee is a research associate with the Center for Public Policy Priorities in Austin. She says because Texas is home to 10% of America's children, it makes the second stat that much harder to swallow.
1 in 4 kids in Texas lives in poverty. That's a pretty stagnant number, even though we've seen the economy really grow and boom and recover from the recession. It hasn't really affected a lot of kids and families.
According to the Kids Count report, Texas is improving in many areas, but it's still ranked near the bottom nationwide. That brings us to our third point. The percentage of uninsured children has improved from 18% in 2008 to 13% now.
But we're still ranked 49th. We're still one of the worst states in insuring our kids.
That means about 900,000 Texas kids without insurance. And 13% is significantly higher than the U.S. average, 7%. Then there's the teen birth rate. If you're grading Texas against itself, there has been significant improvement. Nationwide, though, the state still ranks 46th.
In the U.S., the teen birth rate is about 26 per 1,000 teens, and in Texas, it's 41, so we're significantly higher.
Our fifth example is a bright spot. When it comes to high school graduation, Texas is doing better than the rest of the country. In 2008, 27% of Texas students didn't graduate on time. That's improved to 18% now. The U.S. average? 19%.
So there has been a lot of focus on high school graduation, on transitioning kids to post-secondary education or the workforce, and we've seen improvement as a result.
Within Texas, some things are moving in the right direction. Jennifer Lee says changing the big picture will be much more difficult. Courtney Collins, KERA News.